Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold the line, dear caller. David Turner is the second in after Zero Entity. I'm just trying to send a tweet. There we go. Live right now. Here we go. We are in. We are live. Welcome. We've got Zero. We've got David Turner's. We've got Itzumpa. Catherine, can you talk so I can know you're working? They can't hear you for some reason. I need to route Catherine through a different method. Why the fuck can't they hear you? If I do this, hang on a second, let me go here. Try it now.
Hello, how's
this? We're in. We're in, ladies and gentlemen. We're in. Mrs. Vader's Inhaler, my sister, Roger. Will the Jack Show become a podcast? Yes. 35-minute best of podcast. We're doing a special show. By the way, no one's noticed. I've had all my hair chopped off. Look. We're doing a special show on Sunday at 6 o'clock, providing we get back from Sheffield in time, 6 till 8, which will be the pre-show Jack show, is what we're calling that. 35 minutes a week, Mrs. City Boy. Now, here's something amazing, right? So I'm getting into Stranger Things because my 10-year-old is loving it, right? So I have caned. I did 5 episodes the other day to catch up with him, right? So he just got to the end of season 2 and he said, "I'll wait for you." So I caught up with him, right? And then as I was, because you want to, you know, your kids to, you know, indulge their things, I looked up and there's a Stranger Things experience. Thank you, Nelly. There's a Stranger Things experience, which is this thing you go and see, you get told off by some scientists and you go and sit in the room with the lights in and then you're going to have an ice cream, right? So I looked at the tickets. They're pricey. I could just about do it, but they're pricey. But I thought, Ian, you've still, for some places, you've still got a little bit of magic. It depends. So I tweeted the Stranger Things experience, right? No spoilers. And I tweeted, ahoy, Stranger Things experience. I wonder if you had any press tickets. They replied, ahoy, Ian. We'll be in touch with you soon. I thought, well, that's a bit fun. Now, I never say ahoy. And I was being a bit Danny Baker-ish. I thought, well, that'll get their attention. Then we watched that night. We watched season 3, episode 1. There is an ice cream parlor called Ahoy. They have Ahoy on their hats. And every time they get a new customer, they go, ahoy. I'm thinking... That's weird, right, Catherine? That is weird.
That is a strange thing.
I had no idea that ahoy was a thing. I never say ahoy. I just felt like saying ahoy. It's like, I'm gonna put ahoy here. This will grab their attention. This will give it the kind of impish charm that a Danny Baker tweet might get.
Yeah, it's cheeky and cheerful.
Cheeky and cheerful. And when they replied back, I thought, oh, I'm in here. No, I was quoting the show to them that I hadn't seen.
You'd given them, what do they call it? A shibboleth. You know what this means?
Hang on a minute. I got a Hang on a minute. Just give me 30 seconds. Say that again.
A shibboleth.
Oh, no, hang on. Hold the line, please, caller. I'm going to play a clip of you saying... Oh, say it again.
A shibboleth.
What the fuck?
It's a word that acts as a kind of code to say that you're from round here, right, basically.
Right,
so
okay.
I think it comes from biblical times. One person from one tribe would be able to know that that person was from his own or from somewhere else, from an enemy tribe, if they didn't know the word.
Pig Latin.
No, mate.
Igpe Atinle.
No.
Athke is a Elendbe. I love Pig Latin. I don't know if that is Pig Latin, but I love it.
No, it's bloody rude.
You take the first... I took my boys Pig Latin in Italy just so we could talk about the lady who was on the next table. Like, you must have seen the link between Stranger Things and Ahoy somewhere. David, I didn't. David, I mean, I didn't, mate. I didn't. That's what makes it so amazing.
You just
right?
didn't. Why don't you believe in magic? Why are you like this, David? Why have you always got to be Mr. Logic?
You must have seen link between Stranger Things and Ahoy somewhere.
Hang on, you're not doing it right. Now, come on, mate.
Come on, mate. You must have seen... Like... You must have seen a link between Stranger Things and Ahoy somewhere. I didn't. Can we time David out, please? Can we time David out? Because he's really... What's burning?
I can't smell it. It can't be burning that bright. What you burnt? Oh, my God. Even the cat's left.
If you can smell toast, is that a stroke?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Or did you have toast?
Well, I can smell toast here, but there's nothing in the... What the fuck is going on in here?
There's been a logical explanation. Right. Brace yourselves.
Right. Someone outside is cooking toast.
Outside? What kind of pervert cooks toast outside?
Somewhere outside there is the smell of toast.
All right, fair enough. It's probably them workmen.
Mrs. City Boy says, can you time me out? Yeah, with great pleasure, actually. With great pleasure.
Super Saint 76 says, I had a mini stroke, didn't smell toast.
No, if it's a mini one, you just smell crumpet. So that was freaky, right? Ahoy, 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 ahoy. That was very, very strange. I'm loving Stranger Things. What was great, so I did the first two seasons on my own, but then me and my 10-year-old, we did a Netflix watch party. It was the most fun you could have because he would like type in the, oh my God, it's him. And I go, oh, no, what do you reckon? Is he going to die? And we're just chatting and come up with our own theories. And it was lovely. Lulu says, have you heard from M? I don't know who M is.
Or from M?
Huh?
From M?
From M.
From M.
From who, though?
Stranger Things people?
Well, I've had that conversation. They replied with ahoy.
I was strung out on heroin.
Get back to you. I'm really tired. I've been in the car way too much today. I had to drive to Oxford. Then I had to drive from Oxford to Reading. Then I had to drive from Reading to my house.
Tell them about the pixies that took money from you at the toll.
Oh, right. Get this. This is so annoying, right? And I want you to guess in the chat. I travelled across a toll bridge today, right? Two men working there. One taking the money going, one taking the money coming. Have a guess in the chat right now. Guess how much they charge me to drive my car over this bridge. Have a guess. It wasn't Dartford.
My guess was about £7 because I thought it must be a lot.
It's Umpa says £12.95. Paul Twist says £25. Keep guessing. A fiver.
Andrew reckons £5.10.
£5.10. £10. £8. £10.
Harsh.
Stop the clock. Harsh.
What do you know?
It was 5 pence. 5 pence. Right? And it was... Let me see if I can... 5 pence.
That's some Enid Blyton shit right there.
And I shit myself that I wouldn't have money. So I gave him 50p, he gave me 45p back. It was in Oxford. Oxford?
Did he give it to you in a thimble?
Here's the thing, right. Here we go. Why do we have to pay 5 pence to cross at Eynsham? There it is. Here it is. I've not got any tabs open that I don't.
Is it historical reasons?
I bet it will be. I bet it'd be because of the olden days or Rees-Mogg or something. Here we go. Right, hang on.
Or the imps.
I need to make you. There we go. Right. Why do we have to pay 5p? It's one of the two remaining toll bridges that cross the Thames. The thing is, the traffic was insane because of it. The other being Whitchurch. It replaced a pre-existing ferry and its construction was funded by the Earl of Abingdon. Ba 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 ba.
Turnpikes.
The fucking Magna Carta. Here we go. And you... all right. Carry on. Because since 1985, there have been attempts to abolish the tolls at Swinford, but to no avail. The tariff starts at 5p in the case of cars. CCTV enables enforcement against evasion. In 2009, the toll bridge, along with a cottage next to the bridge, a car park, and more than 4 acres of land were sold for £1 million. Well, it doesn't tell you why.
I don't see any explanation there.
It doesn't tell you why you have to pay it.
For the paltry sum.
Evening, St. John. It doesn't tell you why you have to pay it.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Five pence.
Only that they will use CCTV to track you down if you evade that 5p charge.
Dave says, no wonder they've not made the money back at 5p. 5 pence. The traffic was insane. And a guy sat and got, I said, hello. And he went, are we singing today? And I went, yeah. Oh, speaking of singing, just been at my boy's school. Right, it's a posh school. Great award ceremony. My boy didn't get anything, but he got up and he played I'm a Believer on the saxophone, on the trombone, excuse me. His old band played I'm a Believer. And do you know what? With this little 10-year-old kid singing it. And I said to my boy, I'm sending that to Mickey Dolenz. He said, who's that? I said, he's the guy from the Monkees that you met. Stop being an idiot. So I sent that to Mickey Dolenz. But, right, and I was in the front row. Oh, well, I tell you about the standing ovation. That was the other day, right? But I was in the front row. Well, how much is that guy getting paid to collect? There were two guys, Dave.
He's getting threepence halfpenny, hate me, every second Tuesday.
One hither and one thither. It was insane. I don't know, I think, what if I hadn't a 5p? What?
Do you think he'd have let you off?
Well, you can't turn around.
Because you couldn't back up, could you?
No. I guess you get put in the stocks or burnt at the stake.
Maybe you have to promise him your firstborn or something.
So at the end of this award ceremony, they said, OK, would you all please stand for the national anthem? And I was right in the front row and I thought, I've got to stand up. So I stood up really, really reluctantly. Right. Hang on. Who have I missed a phone call from? Oh, can I just take this call? Then we're going to phone. We've got a lot to do tonight. I just need to take this phone call. Hang on 1 second.
Are you going to?
Why can't I hear it?
If you want to do it in private, I've got material.
No, it's not private. This is for public consumption.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good.
I'm just telling the we're on stream, and I'm telling them about you playing I'm a Believer and how I've sent it to Mickey Dolenz.
Yeah.
He hasn't got back yet. It'll probably be his wife that gets back.
Yeah.
The lovely Donna Dolenz. But there, he's not got back yet. How may I help you?
So when I was in the car on the way home, my friend messaged me saying, "Is your dad famous?" And I said, "Why?" And he says, "I really recognise him from somewhere. I think it's you from I'm a Celebrity."
Oh my goodness! They recognise me?
Really funny, because I've never met anyone my age that's recognised me.
Yeah, it's kind of an old person kind of thing. But did they think I was cool, or did they think I was an idiot?
You were cool.
Yes, man. It was funny the other day, the other event, when I thought you were going to play I'm a Believer. So I got up and started walking over to your teacher to ask him if I could sing. That was cool, right?
Definitely.
Okay. How did you feel about me not singing God Save the Queen?
Oh, fine.
Did you see that I wasn't singing it?
Yeah, I thought it was quite funny.
Yeah. Because I don't believe in God Save the Queen. I quite like the Queen, but I don't believe in God Save the Queen. I thought it was hypocritical to sing it. Although I noticed that, here's the thing, dear viewer, your headmaster was looking at me. And I felt, even though I'm 50 next year, I felt like I was going to get told off. I felt very naughty. But great story. All right, man. Well, anything...
Also, Daddy.
Yes?
I did really well on my report card.
I saw you. Is that the one where you got to write something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I read it this morning. You did. It was a brilliant report. And I thought what you wrote was very prescient. Look it up. And I thought it was Bob Om, which means prescient. So, yeah, it was good. You did really, really well. I'm very proud of you.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye. Hey, kids found me famous. I didn't sing God Save the Queen.
What you should have done if the headmaster was looking at you is mimed.
No.
But like
no.
This.
One of the kids was miming in the choir. No, I didn't.
He can't bully you. He's not your real dad.
Yeah, I didn't sing it. David says, someone said she really is saving her, though. That's the problem. Yeah, I didn't sing it. And I thought Ian needs to not sing it harder. Okay. I don't want to sing it. And I felt very proud standing at the front of that. My boy watching me, he sang it like a pussy. And I didn't sing it. I thought,
I'll teach you.
I'm too late. Too late with playing these. I'm too old for playing these games. But yeah, so the other night, there's two events at the school. I say they have maybe too many events at the school. It's, you know, come on, one a term. It was a concert, Swing Into Summertime, because they got some really, really good musicians there. Really, really good. The guy I just spoke to there just passed his grade 3 trombone. As I walked away tonight, I said, "Alex, could you play some music as I walk away?" And as I walked away, he went...
The theme tune.
Sinjin says, "Now she won't be saved because you didn't sing. The blood is on your hands."
The blue blood.
I could do blood on my hands. As I've got fake blood here, but I shan't because it will get on my shirt. So, great concert. That guy played some songs. There were some really, really talented musicians. There was like these like 15, 16-year-olds played... oh, what's the Pink Floyd song? Oh, I wish you man. Shine on, you crazy diamonds. They played that.
Wow.
Down, 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 down. Some really good bands, right? And I did. I embarrassed my boy by saying, "Look, there's your music teacher. I'll go and ask him if I could sing I'm a Believer." And I started walking towards him in that. No, 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 no. Then at the end of the concert, last bit of the concert, right, it was flipping beautiful. It was the whole orchestra. I sent it to you, didn't I, Kath?
Yes.
It was the whole orchestra. I'm not going to let you see it because that's private, but let me play a little bit of it. You won't get it. It was the whole orchestra playing Bridge Over... You know, I'm a sucker. They were singing a song today, right? Here's for the... Da-da-da. Here, da-da-da, da-da-da. And the dream's been back, the memories, and the memories.
What's Maroon something? 5.
Is that Maroon 5? The kids are singing it down. I was in pieces, man. You know me. I'm a sucker. I'm in pieces. Right. Okay, listen to this. So this is them. It will sound crap. This is the school band playing. It's a good band. Bridge Over Troubled Water. Here we go. Here we go.
Here's
Sounds great, right? I got this. That's the school band, right? It was great. I was in pieces. And at the end of it, it was like I was, it was Simon and Garfunkel live at Carnegie Hall. And I stood up and I applauded, giving the standing O. And I looked around. No one had joined me in the standing O. A one man standing O. And let me tell you.
They just let you do that by yourself.
They let me do it by myself. Wow. No one joined me. And let me tell you, sitting down from a one-man standing O is one of the toughest thing a man can do.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the posh.
The one-man standing O. It was, that's the phone-in on Monday show. Have you ever given a one-man standing O? I don't know what the phone number is. 018. So it begins 018. You can work out.
Google it, man.
Google it, you goddamn pieces of absolute trash. This will be, why isn't that working? This will be my first phone in.
Can you tell us about a ghost that shit you up?
He's coming on the show. Oh, can I just phone him very quickly?
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those shows tonight. It's going to be one of those shows. No show tomorrow night. Here we go. Let's just call that guy up. Hang on a second. That's a good band, right?
Is he not doing his show tonight?
Who knows?
Oh, no, it's a Thursday. We're rowing with Ramon. Ramon, whatever his name is.
Can you tell us about a ghost that shit you up?
You mean he's not expecting you?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.